July 5th, 1951. Oh, my dearest James, my heart is so heavy as I write this letter to you. It has been 4 months since your last letter. I went down to the armory to see if I could get word on you and your unit. They said that the communication has not been very good. They were unsure about your location or your condition, and that I shouldn't get my hopes up. Well, I will keep writing until I hear from you, my love. The smoke is just starting to clear from all the fireworks. It just wasn't the same without you. I don't care about how much delicious barbecue that I eat. All I can think about is you. I had a dream that you made it home safely, and we were married on the most beautiful day. Everything was perfect. There were no clouds in the sky, and you were so handsome in your uniform. The silly thing was that I had a rubber band for a ring. At this point, I wouldn't mind that at all, as long as I'm your wife. Hope is a beautiful thing. It gives you something to look forward to. And the current conditions don't dictate the outcome of what you are hoping for. The present state of this country does not determine our worth. Please, I pray that you have not given up on hope or on coming home to me. I should know better. You would never give up hope. The sadness of your absence is starting to get to me. But I will pull it together for the both of us. I have saved so much money for our bakery. Yes, our bakery. Would you like to help me run it? I know it may not be what you want to do when you come home, but I thought at least we could be together every day. I don't care what you've witnessed. There is nothing that you can't talk to God about, or me. He is compassionate and most understanding. I want you to hold your head high no matter what. I don't care if man deems you lesser than. In God's eyes, you are more than enough. You are a soldier through and through. You are honorable and sacrificial. And for that, I thank you for your service, Captain James Young. Heavenly Father, I pray for James, and I pray for his mind, that it is safe from damaging thoughts. I pray that you comfort and strengthen him at the same time. I pray for wisdom and discernment. Touch his body and his mind like only you can, Heavenly Father. Be with him. Lead him. Guide him. Direct his footsteps. I pray for those that have sacrificed their lives. I pray for comfort for their families. Their death was not in vain, and their sacrifice will forever remain in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Forever yours, Clara.
Have you ever wondered about the type of wedding you would have? I'm quite sure you have, since you were a little girl. But did you know that it would be me asking you for your beautiful hand in marriage? I knew it was you the first day I saw you. I knew it would be you.
Every heartbeat reminds me that I'm one beat closer to being your wife.
Oh, how this war has its ups and downs in battle. We lost our unit commander to a landmine. It was so sad. We are all mourning this loss. He was truly a good man and leader.
There is such a dark side to fighting for freedom that I wish the world truly understood. Most want freedom, but don't want what it takes to have it. I'm so proud of you for being so brave.
Forever yours.
Forever yours, Clara.
James.
It is hereby declared to be the policy of the President that there shall be equality of treatment and opportunity for all persons in the armed services, without regard to race, color, religion, or national origin. This policy shall be put into effect as rapidly as possible.
Freedom is fought, but most often taught, but only with grains of truth, not with the cause at heart, losing sight of the reason for the fight. Freedom is priceless, but the cost is heavy on the backs of soldiers, sacrificing life for life, blow for grow. Freedom is a taboo love language of sacrifice, the one that gives up all and is willing to pay the price. Freedom is.
Hello, are you Clara? I have a message from the United States Army concerning Lieutenant James Young.
Thank you for listening to Season 1 of Forever Yours. Missed episodes? Catch up on all of Season 1 on the Good Fig Network app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow Good Fig Network on Instagram for updates on Season 2. Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours, produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zeniche. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.